Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right. Welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on UMFM 101.5. I'm Brian Svensson. No Michael Ells this week, but I am joined distantly via the bullpen phone and my friend, Chris Suk.
How are you doing? That's very nice, Brian. Yes, we're missing Michael, but he will be coming back somewhere in the next couple of weeks. I think we'll take a hiatus next week as we're watching games on YouTube for the MLB, and yes. And then we'll come back afterwards there. So I know what the headline is, and we'll get to that in a second, but let's start with positive, because I didn't know this until you just told me before we came on air about the YouTube games, because I think this needs, again, as much as it's a positive thing, I feel maybe a lot of people don't know about this, or it hasn't been as highlighted as much. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm in the minority, but Brian, why don't you talk about people can see some free baseball.
Yeah, so there's an MLB game of the week that they put on YouTube every single week. It's for free. It should just show up on your YouTube on your YouTube page.
Yeah, you just go to MLB YouTube, right? You just type
I think
that
it,
in.
No, and... I think it just shows up. Like oh. you don't even have to. I mean, you can go to the MLB YouTube, but I think it just shows up on the main page.
Just like the Major League Baseball website.
No, on YouTube's main page. So if you go, you just load up YouTube, like the regular YouTube, yep. You go to youtube.com, the top thing will be, hey, like on the homepage, it'll be like, hey, cool. Check this out. This Major League Baseball game is live right now and is free.
Nice.
And, you should check it out. Game has been the Dodgers and the Pirates. And it was actually a good game to showcase because Mookie Betts did Mookie Betts things.
Oh, are we talking about the game where he got a couple home runs and then he made a spectacular catch?
That's exactly it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that was earlier this week. Just before we go to that, which is that was a great game to be free. Is this so? When did this start, if you know? And then is this every week on a certain day, or is they just kind of random?
So they did week, they did it in 2019 and then they stopped doing it last year.
Okay.
But there are 21 broadcasts this year, and it is mostly random.
Okay. Yeah, but they were probably not the weekend. It'd probably be more weekday games, right? Like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that.
I
saw like next week, I believe, is June 17th. Is the next game that's available for free. So I would think they would probably lean towards more of the weekdays just to kind of get people watching some more baseball. And then the weekend is where they kind of, you know, maybe not, maybe they're,
I think they're mostly day games on weekdays, but
yeah. So actually what I see right now, it's June 17th is the next one on Thursday. And then June 22nd, on Tuesday, and then hey, Wednesday, June 30th it's Seattle and the Blue Jays for free.
Yeah. So, that's, you know, that's awesome. It's super cool. I know there's a lot of people working from home. Baseball is a phenomenal second screen experience. So if you're working from home, you can just put on baseball in the background and just have it there. It's a free game for you to watch, get to know yourself, talk to people who aren't super into baseball, and just let them know, hey, if you want to test out the product for free.
If they're day games too, yeah, you could just kind of have it as a second screen there. And in between the either the strikeouts or the home runs, you can watch some of that stuff.
Last week, we came on here and shared a very long chat in which I took you deep down the rabbit hole into all the different spin rate stuff that shows which guys are very likely cheating at baseball using sticky substance. And you
Spider Tack.
And you told me, hey, there's no chance Major League Baseball is actually going to do anything about this. And I said, well, I actually kind of believe that they will, because they eventually did do something about the steroids. And sure enough, it absolutely sounds like there's going to be a crackdown. It doesn't sound like it's going to be this year. It sounds like they're giving everyone enough notice that, like, hey, this is unacceptable. We do not like this. You are going to stop, and we are going to start enforcing some rules next year. So, like, get it together. And sure enough, players have spin rates have gone down massively around the league. On average, spin rate has gone down about 1,000 RPM, which is something.
Which is the one thing is I'm a little curious about this, because originally Major League Baseball said they would not start policing this at least until a couple weeks. But I guess the ball players have been spooked a bit, right? Especially the pitchers.
I think they've been spooked a bit. And I think that because it's become so public, I think a lot of the hitters are starting to crack down on it. Right.
And fair enough, because I've read a whole bunch about this. And it's also always unfortunate when, I guess, good, any press is good press sometimes. But I mean, it would be nicer if we were talking about Ohtani or Tatis or Acuna or, you know, any all those stuff. But this said is, I think there is a bigger piece about this, is that people are finally saying enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
I feel reading a lot about this is that I think the hitters got hoodwinked and saying, oh, this is a good thing because of the control issue, and it had nothing to do with that. There's more hit batters over the last couple of years than it's not a decrease of it, right? What it has been, what Bauer said a couple of years ago, and then let's be honest, allegedly he has been using because he won a Cy Young because of it, right? His spin rate.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
Roof, yep. Right? And so basically it was kind of like the Barry Bonds thing. If you can't beat him, join him. Right. And so he basically at the end of, it sounds like 2019, his velocity spin rate went up. Yep. And then 2020, not only does he win a Cy Young, but he parlays that into a massive contract with the Dodgers. Right. So that's the problem is, where's the incentive to stop? You're getting rewarded for that performance, right? Regardless of how you do it, until someone says, no, that's illegal. And somewhere in here, it looks like Major League Baseball, I guess there must have been, it's finally come out too far now where they finally said enough's enough. The crazy thing is, I think over the last 5 years, it's been much more prominent, especially the last couple of years, but it sounds like it's been around, you know, like there's some thought of like the Astros, especially have been right on this quite early on in the aughts, right? Where
yes,
they kind of figured out, oh no, the spin rate, this is a big deal, right? Because if we can increase it by a couple hundred, well, geez, an average pitcher can become a very, very good pitcher. Wink, wink, a Garrett Cole, you know, someone like that, right?
Well, Garrett Cole's exactly it, right? Garrett Cole.
He's the poster boy of this, right? Like he was an average pitcher who became a Cy Young winner, World Series winner.
Yeah.
And got a massive contract by the Yankees because of his performance. And so what happens is this week is then you get him asked a question and I guess like a it looks like a press conference. Maybe it was just a media availability, whatever, right? Is that he stutters and stammers through the worst non-answer question of basically saying, have you ever used a spider tack?
I'm gonna splice it in right here.
Oh, okay. That would be fantastic because it's unbelievable.
And have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. There are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. And I've stood pretty firm in terms of that, in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. Like I mentioned earlier, this is important to a lot of people that love the game. And this is including the players in this room, including fans, including, teams. And so if MLB wants to, legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction on this.
Yeah. Just listen to that. And it's just like, he's like, there's things that have been passed down from generations, and
it's just mumble jumble, right? Like literally, yeah. It's just like, he's just like, hama, 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 like just has no idea. He starts it off. The way he starts it off is, I just don't know how to answer it. Well, it's a simple yes or no question, isn't it? Like, have you ever used substance before? Yes or no?
And it is incredibly easy it's literally yes or no. It's incredibly easy.
But it's not, right? Because the thing is, I will push back a little bit and say Major League Baseball, there's a lot of false in this, right? But I just think the enforcement just was never there. Last year, they actually put it out there. It was before the 2020 season about that they were going to police about, substances on a ball. It seemed like this was known out there in the baseball community, just like it was about the Astros and the banging of the cans, right? And steroids back in the 90s. But Major League Baseball has to have a part of this too, is that mm-hmm. they let this go. They let it go to a point that it became absurd. What it became was that the tipping point became the hitting average is at the lowest since 1968 before they raised the mound, right? Mm-hmm. Is that when you're talking about ball and play and the pace of the game.
Most exciting thing in baseball is the ball and the play. Right.
Right. So what is happening is when you have it's one thing if it was Garrett Cole doing this, right? But when you've got a whole bullpen of everyone, you've got guys coming in at the, who are, borderline pitchers. They all have to do it because they all want to they want to stay in the major leagues. If pitcher A is doing it, well, pitcher Z is going to do it too, because I'm not going to stay in the big leagues if you're not going to be competing at that level. And that's just, the problem is this is just unwatchable. As diehard fans of baseball as we are,
both of us,
and a lot of people
are crazy diehard fans.
How can you watch a lot of this regular season right now?
It's really bad. It's really bad.
And I don't mind a 1-0 game when it's like, you've got a good pitching duel. The problem is it's either a home run or strikeout, and that's it. And there's no middle ground. And there is baseball that is outside of that, right? That's the intricacies. That's why when we get to the postseason, all that gets amplified to a good degree, because, at-bats count. And I don't know where we could talk, and we might for all season, because, it's crazy about how that batting averages don't matter anymore. It's insane here, right? Because I saw a couple, there was one that was on Sports Center this week. They're showing some really bad plays for baseball or something for the start of the season. And they showed O'Neill, I believe is from St. Louis. he swung on a pitch that was like 2 feet out of the box, right? And it's like, what is going on here? Like, we got.
I talked about this last week. It's just wiffle ball pitches, right? You have to swing at everything because
So they're just guessing on that, right? They're just guessing now because they don't know what's coming.
You don't know what's coming. How can you possibly swing at a pitch if you don't, like, if it's going to be at your shoulder and all of a sudden ends up middle in? Like, you.
So the problem is now is that they're kind of, I think there's a challenge here is now is how far do they go? Do they just ban this all the way through?
No.
Or is there going to be a compromise to say, or you can go two ways. You can go the other way and just say, it's all legal. Or you go in the middle and you just go, well, we're going to crack down and we want to make sure that there's, you know, I mean, you know, rosin's been around forever, right? I mean, Phil Niekro had a whole career, a Hall of Fame.
So I think this is like mostly MLB's fault in the first place, because remember, A couple years ago when they, in 2016, when they first messed up the ball.
Right.
And they made the seams way too low. And what was the quote? It was.
Well, Pete Alonso had a quote this week about the ball, saying that he felt that they keep changing the ball every year, depending on the free agent market. Now, again, that might just be him because he's coming up to it. But there is some merit to this, that they keep changing the ball for different trajectories.
So in 2016, there's a quote from Aaron Sanchez, former Blue Jays pitcher. He was with the Blue Jays at the time. And the quote was basically, I'm paraphrasing here, that like, the reason why he's getting all these blisters is because like they have made the ball so slippery and the stitches so tight that he said it's basically like throwing baby powder on a cue ball and then trying to throw that. And that's why he was getting so many blisters. Gotcha. And so, you know, just imagine trying to throw that with any sort of efficiency and throw that with any sort of break. And basically you're just saying like, okay, well, if this is what Major League Baseball wants to do, I have to do stuff like this in order to preserve my fingers and preserve my career. So I blame Major League Baseball for that. I blame Major League Baseball for not cracking down on the sticky stuff early enough. But I do think that, to answer your question, I think the solution is you have to experiment. We talked about this last week. Experiment and find an approved sticky substance that gives the pitchers enough control, but doesn't ruin the game.
That because I think that's one of the things I read is that if you're going to do that, then you actually mandate as a league to say, here's the acceptable substance that is everyone uses, instead of like right now there's some,
you know, if it's sunscreen and rosin, fine, but
right, if that's what it is that it goes, but we know everyone's doing it, then that's one thing about that. I mean, when you were just talking about the baseball and, you know, there's getting, you know, back 5 years ago, they were changing, you know, and then they had a juice ball and now it's a dead ball.
Well, that was with the juice ball.
Right. But this is crazy. I'm just trying to think as like the four major North American sporting, do we talk about the basketball? Do we talk about the football? Do we talk about the puck?
They experiment with the ball. I don't hate it you are the one that owns the ball, right? And you cannot sit around and do nothing with baseball. You have to innovate. You have to change things.
But I'm talking about the apparatus of it, right?
I guess.
Is that why can't we do, like, I don't know, because here's where I would go as a little more of a traditionalist. If we just had a juice ball all the time and someone hits like 80 home runs, well, then it's starting to make a mockery of the record book, which is very dear to a lot of people, right? Like these numbers, you know, they still play on the same kind of format of, you know, it's 90 feet to each base. And yes, the infield and outfield have changed a bit, but something of the, like I'm just saying is we don't have a faster puck. Or a slicker ball that, you know.
Well, they did. Remember in the NFL, they did. They did change. They have changed the basketball as well. I remember, a couple years ago, they changed from Spalding to Nike. Yeah.
Okay.
And but the players were complaining.
Right. And then he went back to the old one because they didn't like how it felt, like the grip or something like that. I'm just saying is it altered, like you're talking about, like it alters the game. So like, it's not like they're shooting less three-point shots, right? Like the basketball, I haven't heard that much. I'm just saying is like, you know, there's if they manufacture the baseball in a certain way, you can't hit home runs. Like you, if you want a dead ball baseball, they can make that, right? I mean, there's one other thing I read is that there's somewhere they're trying to find a way to have a ball that's already kind of scuffed, but like has already been
pre-stickied.
Yes, something to that expect, and they haven't figured it out yet. They've tried it a bit, I guess, in the minor leagues, and it just doesn't work right now. And so that's your innovation. I mean, the problem is the game keeps going, right? So while you're doing this, you're still going to have games that are just not easy to watch right now. And so
it's really tough to watch.
If there's at least a way to, like, I mean, Cole noticeably went down, you know, in his start after, and then he had a game against the Twins this week, and Josh Donaldson, you know, gave it to him a bit about, you know, that, hey, I can show a video of a lot of pitchers who are, you know, doctoring balls. And if you come
it's,
out of,
it, I mean, they're not even hiding it though, dude. They're not right, even hiding it. Like right, there was that clip of Yu Darvish a couple of nights against, I want to say the Athletics or the, no, it was against the Mets. And he it was blatantly obvious. It was super obvious that he went to his glove, and it was super obvious six days ago against the Mets.
And that's actually supposed to be the hidden part of it, right? They've been talking about that guys have on their sleeves and their belts, you know, under the bill, the cap.
It's all over so the place, unbelievable. Right? They're not even hiding it now.
Right, because it's so prevalent that it doesn't, like, at a certain point, what's the umpire going to do? Throw out all the pitchers of the
they
game?
Should.
Like, right, but they should. But are they right? I mean, you'd have no pitchers left, basically.
But I mean, it's the argument with hockey, though. Like, there's all those old hockey men that are like, oh, well, you can't get rid of the clutching and grabbing because then there's going to be a million penalties.
No. But that has to come from the top, right? As it becomes, the problem is that
just start tossing pitchers out, and guess what? They're gonna stop using real quick. It's the same thing with steroids in baseball, right? Like, everyone used it. Then MLB started suspending players for doing it. And guess what? Players aren't doing it because, you know, they're getting suspended.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, this also goes to the problem is also is that the challenge becomes, but these guys have all got, like, Bauer got a huge contract, Cole got a huge contract because they were good pitchers, became really good pitchers, right? And they became unhittable pitchers. And
you can make the argument that Bauer was just average.
Yeah, probably. I would think so. I mean, I mean, he wasn't, he wasn't an ace, which he is now. He got paid ace superstar money, right? Like, I mean, yeah, on a team that won
best
a
pitcher
World
in
Series,
baseball kind of money.
Yeah, on a team that won a World Series last year, they added this guy who won a Cy Young, right? And gave him a truckload of money because of what he did. And how did he do that? Well, you know what? Let's not make Bauer this, because I've read a bit of
he's
that.
He's not the
you
only know, one.
Well, not only that, but I'm just saying is that what I've read is the opposite is that people have said, well, you know, he's one of the first ones who brought it up. Well, that's all good, except it's not like he didn't bring it up because he was upset.
He didn't bring it up because he was upset that guys were cheating. He didn't bring it up until you remember a couple years ago in the playoffs, when he cut his finger open messing around with his drone.
Oh yeah, right.
And
right,
he wanted to he wanted to use super glue to hold his finger together. And then they didn't let him use super glue to hold his finger together because of it, because they're like, oh, well, you know, it gives you an unfair advantage. And he's like, yeah, but I just want to hold my finger together because I cut it, and super glue is the best option. So like, why are you not letting me do this when you're letting the Astros just get away with shenanigans over there? Yeah. And that's when he started. That's when he started being upset about it. He didn't. He knew and did not care until Major League Baseball stopped him from doing the thing that he wanted to do. And right. That's when he started to moan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so there's blame all the way around here. And I think, you know, where it comes to this is that, you know, people are kind of realizing, well, I mean, you know, this is the equivalent of steroids, you know,
it feels very similar.
You were
way more cognizant when it was happening in 97, 98, 99 than I was.
Cause there was a physicality of it too, but you could just see with your eyes, you know what I mean?
But you can still see with your eyes now with the gloves.
There's no doubt, but there's a bit of,
it's fair that Mark McGwire looked like a different human being.
Right. There's one thing about it, but it was also because there's something about the home run, right? That the home run, you know, that they were just launching these, right? And it came out, especially like Sosa, right? McGwire is one thing.
With the airbending type pitching, though, like it is just as eye-watering and mouth-dropping and
yeah, whatever. I guess so. But I just, there was something, but like Sosa came out of nowhere, right? Like Sosa had and if you looked at his numbers prior to what McGwire at least had a little bit of a career, you know, same with Bond. It's so slanted now, right? Like, I think that's where the steroids with home runs were. Now it's with doctoring the ball for pitchers, right?
And it feels similar with the way that it just kind of, you know, like there was a slow build up and right. Then there was a tipping point where everyone knew about it and complained about it. And Major League Baseball knew about it for a long time and is kind of slow to adapt to get around to it. Well, it's bad for the game.
Because also there was, well, obviously they must have thought it was good for the game somewhere in there, right? Because because if it was bad for the maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know what? I stopped myself there because I'm just trying to think maybe they should be looking up for the good of the interest. But I don't know, right? It's just money, right? At some point, I think when you get so many bad headlines that they've had since basically the start of this year, it just has been never ending. It's been nonstop negative on Major League Baseball this year. Like, I can't remember a year that's just been like, I mean, and I'm telling you, like Ohtani, Vladdy, Tatis, Acuna, like they're
99 through 01 was that's exactly why we're drawing the comparison. 99 through 01, it was just nasty public opinion of nasty public opinion of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
It's exactly why we're drawing the comparison. It feels incredibly eerily similar.
Right, because it starts with the trash can and you know, there's a progression into this, right? Is that, you know, all of it is, you know, is just
and
you've got a commissioner who just, it just seems like, is it really, does is he not doing care. Stuff for the good of the game? No, absolutely not.
Does not give
piece of metal
flying something.
When you say the trophy is
a piece of metal that nobody cares about,
I don't care when you can never take that back. To me,
you can't.
That's on your tombstone, right? Because you are like, I did not like Bud Selig, but he at least,
you have to say the Bud Selig is a better option.
He certainly is compared to this right now, because this is the lowest it's been really probably since the steroid era, for no doubt, right? Like, I mean, it's just, I guess you get baseball in the headlines, but it's all negative right now. And you're missing like these young stars that we keep talking about. No one, unless other than the small, you know, minority, but these are stars that should be just shining right now. Like, I can't wait for the Home Run Derby, because it'd be great to see what these guys would be launching out there, right? But I mean, let's see if I'll still be on the fence about, I'll hold it until we'll see how much of a crackdown this is, and let's hope they do actually be severe about this. But that said, is something has to give here, right? Because we can talk endlessly about all the ills of baseball, but this is a big one. This is like right at the top, right? For me, it's like, you've got to, I mean, the good pitchers will still be good pitchers, you know, spin rate, no spin rate. There's still going to be some good pitchers out there. Like,
we always talked about this, like, there always has been.
Jacob DeGrom has never been mentioned in around this stuff.
Well, cause
right?
You look at his spin rates and his stuff still identical. Hyunjin Ryu, same deal.
He's just,
you know,
hitting it all the time, right? Because they are doing it.
Greinke's another one, even though he's at with the Astros, like, his spin rate is the same as it's always been. Like, this, You know, the good pitchers are the good pitchers. Sonny Gray is another one too, right? Like, these guys haven't been mentioned because they're, you know, you don't see spin rate increases.
That's correct. And, you know, as always, everyone's still going to be playing ball.
You've been listening to the Bench Jockeys here on UMFM 101.5.
101.5 UMFM.